Friends, it's Peter Trenum. It's time for the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country gospel music.
Well, you may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you.
Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Well, well,
go
well,
tell
well.
That midnight rider.
Oh, well,
tell
well,
the gambler, the rammer, the backbiter. Tell them God Almighty's gonna cut them down.
Stop, God Almighty, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dews. I've been down on my bending knees, talking to the man from Galilee. My God spoke and he spoke so sweet. I thought I heard a shuffle of angels' feet. He put one hand upon my head. Great God Almighty, let me tell you what he said. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Oh, well,
go
well,
tell that midnight rider.
Oh, well,
tell
well,
the gambler, the rammer, the backbiter. Tell them God Almighty's gonna cut them down. You may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down.
You may throw your rock and hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. As sure as God made the day and the night, what you do in the dark will be brought to the light. You may run and hide, slip and slide, trying to take the moat from your neighbor's eye. As sure as God made the rich and poor, you're gonna reap riches of what you sow. You may run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler, the rambler, the backbiter.
Tell the gambler.
Some people go to church just to signify, trying to make a day with a neighbor's wife. My brother, let me tell you, sure as you're born, you better leave that woman alone. Because one of these days, mark my word, you'll think that brother is going to work. You'll sneak up and knock on the door. That's all, brother, you'll knock no more. Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time. Let me tell you, God Almighty's gonna cut you. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go tell that midnight rider. Tell the gambler, the rammer, the backbiter. Tell them God Almighty's gonna cut them down.
Elvis, the king of rock and roll, getting things underway here today. Run On is from his 1967 Grammy Award-winning album, How Great Thou Art. It's a traditional African-American spiritual arranged by Elvis, recorded on May the 25th, 1966, at RCA Studio B in Nashville. And do you remember where you were on August the 16th, 1977, after 3:30 p.m., when it was announced to the world that Elvis was dead at 42? I was walking home from work. As usual, I always took the shortcut through my home place lower driveway. My sister Nancy was sitting on the back step, crying. She told me Elvis was dead, so I sat on the step and I cried with her. Friends, welcome to the Gospel Trail. Artist on the program today will be several more Elvis songs. Johnny Cash, Jeannie Pruitt, Ned Miller, Jim Reeves, Barbara Fairchild, Tom T. Hall, Jeannie Seely, Joe Penny, Bob Everhart, Nat Stuckey and Connie Smith, and more if I can work them in. Joseph Pennington, born in Plant City, Florida, was dubbed Little Joe Penny by Hank Williams. Penny played guitar for Hank during 1947 and 48, and he didn't think Hank had much in the talent department. In 1955, Sam Phillips of Sun Records ultimately passed over Penny for Elvis Presley. Joe Penny was a pivotal early rock and roll pioneer, inducted into the Rockabilly Hall of Fame in Jackson, Tennessee in 2001. A favorite here on the Gospel Trail is Growing Old Without God by Penny, a different song for this time, one called The Old Church Pew. And then we go to Bob Everhart, an important traditional country music performer associated with the Smithsonian Folkway Recordings, And Bob has the Carter Family song, Keep on the Sunny Side. So friends, here's Joe Penny with the Old Church Pew.
Precious memories, Lord, my soul. On a cloudy day up in Georgia on a recent trip up the road, I pulled up to a Texaco pump cause I was running kind of low. Up in front of the station, I noticed a long and weary old bench. That looks like an old church pew, I said to the attendant as he laid down a well-used wrench. That's what it is, all right, he said as he wiped the grease from his hand. I don't reckon there's a more well-known bench anywhere around this land. I gazed at the rugged old bench with its hard, flat seat and back and wondered what could make this old pew so famous. Then I sat down a moment to relax. After filling my tank, he joined me there, obviously wanting to tell his story. You know, the dear old lady who used to own this old pew has done gone on to glory. He looked my way with a glint in his eye to see if I was anxious to hear. And then his fingers reached down, traced the letters of a name carved in the wood there. Old Sister Hilda donated it to the church, and somebody carved her name. And for many years she sat right there and clapped her hands and sang. And several times during the meetings, she'd kneel down as tears spattered the wood, and she'd pray for her baby boy to turn from his sinful ways and start being good. The years rolled on, and then came the time when the little old country church outgrew the old flat board benches, and so they got rid of Sister Hilda's old church pew. Not long after that, she died, so I'm told. But on her lips was still that same fervent prayer. But it went unanswered, for old Sister Hilda's baby boy went on in sin without a care. He used to stop here for gas, booze on his breath, car full of girls. He'd offer me a drink. We're gonna have a time tonight, he'd laugh as he headed on out into the world. The very last time he stopped by, I had just got this old bench from the secondhand store in town. Hey, ain't that Mama's old church pew? He said as he caressed it lovingly and sat down. Yeah, I thought I'd like to kind of keep a little of your mama here, though it's sort of old and rough. You know, right there's where she used to pray so hard for you. Oh, I ain't got time for that stuff. There's a big party in town tonight. And as he paid his bill and turned to go, I thought I caught the shine of a tear on his cheek that I knew he didn't want to show. As he roared away, I thought of his old mother's prayer. Maybe there's still time. But the Grim Reaper was all ready to stamp his name on the bottom line. His screaming wheels rounded the curve, then the awful sound of a crash. My heart almost stopped, though I knew the answer. I broke and made a mad dash. The tangle of metal and glass in the ditch, his broken body was thrown clear. As I bent to help him, he breathed his last words. Tell Mama, I won't be there. I turned and walked slowly back to the phone in a call I hated to make. My hands were shaky, my voice trembled. It was really hard to take. I sat down there on the old church pew where many a prayer had been said. I knew time just ran out for Sister Hilda's boy, for now he lay dead. It's too late now for him to pray. He can no longer make wrongs right. For there's a time for living and a time for dying, and a time to see the light. So now and then, after closing time, I'll sit out here on this old bench late at night, and it seems I can still hear old Sister Hilda's prayers for her boy when it's still and quiet. Oh dear God, please save my son before his life on earth is through. Yes, now I know why it really is a mighty famous old church pew. Precious memory, love my soul.
There's a dark and troubled side of life. There's a bright and a sunny side too. Though we meet with the darkness and strife, the sunny side we may also view. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day, it will brighten all the way. If we keep on the sunny side of life. Though the storm and its fury broke today, crushing hopes that we cherish so dear. Storms and clouds will in time pass away, and the sun again will shine bright and clear. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day, it will brighten all the way. If we keep on the sunny side of life. Let us greet with a song of hope each day, though the moment be cloudy or fair. Let us trust in our Savior always, who keeps us everyone in his care. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day, it will brighten all the way. If we keep on the sunny side of life.
Bob Everhart, Keep on the Sunny Side. Bob was 85 when he passed on August the 20th, 2021. His mission in life was to promote an appreciation for acoustic roots music, old-time country, bluegrass, gospel, and folk. Owner of the Oak Tree Opry in Oneida, Iowa, the Pioneer Music Museum, America's Old-Time Fiddlers Hall of Fame, and America's Old-Time Country Music Hall of Fame, all in Oneida, Iowa. And for decades, Bob hosted the prestigious National Old-Time Bluegrass and Traditional Country Music Festival in the Missouri Valley, Iowa. And Bob invited me to perform there in 2012 to thousands of fans and just as many musicians from all around the world. Nat Stuckey and Connie Smith are next with Now Lord, What Can I Do For You? And this one was written by Ira Leuven and his wife Ann Young. It comes from their RCA Victor album, Sunday Morning, with Nat Stuckey and Connie Smith, and Connie is still performing on the Grand Ole Opry. Nat died young at the age of 54 on August the 24th, 1988. His big hit was Sweet Thing, and he wrote Waitin' in Your Welfare Line for Buck Owens, Papa Top for Jim Ed Brown, and later Alan Jackson. And during the last 10 years of his life, he recorded jingles for Coca-Cola, McDonald's, and Budweiser. He also co-wrote Diggin' Up Bones for Randy Travis. Me and Jesus with Tom T. Hall follows Nat Stuckey and Connie Smith.
In a land where there's freedom to worship, it was there that you decreed that I should be born. You gave me the breath of life and let me see the light of dawn. And you gave me a father and a mother who have stood in the breach for me through all my shortcomings. You did this when you might have turned away from my heart's door and caused your spirit to strive no more.
Now, Lord, what can I do for you?
Time through the very swift years of childhood, till I was a man, I rejected your call, knowing that you gave your only begotten Son to bleed and to die on the cross of Calvary, that I might have eternal life. And since that day, long ago, when with tender mercy you saved my soul, I've never called on your name except when I was in trouble, sorrow, or pain. Yet you have showered me with blessings, even though I drifted away and grew cold.
Now, Lord, what can I do for you?
It's true, I've been wild and pleasure-bent, unwilling to surrender all. And now my life is mostly spent. Yet tonight you've restored my soul. You gave me a loving wife and a family of my own. And I've brought them shame. My sins have caused them grief and pain untold. But they loved and believed in me when I know to them it seemed in vain. Yes, you are a merciful God to take me back again.
Now, Lord, what can I do for you?
Friends, thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Please check out my archive programs at CFTA's home website. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca from any listening device. We are the station that put the word radio back into radio. Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9.
Well, me and Jesus got our own thing going. Me and Jesus got it all worked out. Me
got our own thing going. We don't need anybody to tell us what it's all about. An old man once was a sinner. An old man that once was a drunk. An old man once was a loser, but he went out one day and made an altar out of a stone. Me and Jesus, I got our own thing going. Me and Jesus, got it all worked out. Me and Jesus, got our own. Brought me through all of my heartaches, and I know that Jesus ain't gonna forsake me now. Me and Jesus got our own thing going. Me and Jesus got it all worked out. Me and Jesus got our own. Any fancy church, we can't afford any fancy singing, but you know Jesus got a lot of poor people out doing his work. Me and Jesus got our own thing going. Me and Jesus got it all worked out. Got our own thing going. We don't need anybody to tell us what it's all about. Me and Jesus got our own thing going. Me and Jesus got it all worked out.
The old storyteller Tom T. Hall with his 1972 number 8 hit, Me and Jesus, and Nat Stuckey and Connie Smith, Now Lord, What Can I Do For You? Hall was born on Tick Ridge, 7 miles from Olive Hill, Kentucky, on May the 25th, 1936, an inductee of Nashville's Country Music Hall of Fame in 2008, 11 number one hits to his credit, and did you know he wrote Jeannie C. Riley's smash hit, Harper Valley PTA? Tom closed his eyes for the last time on August the 20th, 2021, at age 85, a victim of his own hand. Tom T. Hall and Bob Everhart both passed on the very same day, August the 20th, 2021, and both were 85 years old. And the very next day, August the 21st, 2021, we lost Don Everly of the famous Everly Brothers at age 84. Elvis is next with an Aileen Hanks song, In My Father's House, first issued on a vinyl 7-inch single 45 RPM record, and that record had a jacket, in Norway in 1964. And then it's a song going out to disc jockey Johnny Maple Leaf Woodlock, host of the great 3-hour program, The Way Back, out of Kingston, Ontario. And Johnny was close friends with Jeannie Seeley and interviewed her many times. Mary John Wilkin and Chris Christopherson wrote One Day at a Time. So once again, it's Elvis, followed by Jeannie Seeley.
In my father's house are many mansions. If it were not true, he would have told me so. He has gone away to live in that bright city. He's preparing me a mansion that I know. Jesus died upon the cross to bear my sorrow. Freely died that souls like you might have new life. But I know that soon there'll come a bright tomorrow, when the world will all be free from sin and strife.
Do not shun the Savior's love from up in glory, or you won't be there to sing the gospel story.
In my Father's house are many mansions. If you're true, then to this land you'll surely go.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus.
I'm only human. I'm just a woman. Help me believe what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day.
Jeannie Seely, One Day at a Time, and Elvis Presley, In My Father's House. Jeannie passed on August the 1st, 2025, another artist who left us at the age of 85. Mary John Wilkin wrote One Day at a Time as a praise and worship song, and with the help of another master songwriter, Kris Kristofferson, they turned it into a hit song. Marilyn Sellers first recorded the song in 1974. Then in 1975, Christy Lane and Lena Martell both placed it at number one on the charts. Jeannie Seely had a record-breaking 5,397 performances on the Grand Ole Opry, remembered for her 1966 Grammy Award-winning hit, Don't Touch Me. And I think everyone has heard the name Jim Reeves. Known the world over as Gentleman Jim, at age 40, Jim was killed in a plane crash on July the 31st, 1964. One of the pioneers of the smooth, pop-influenced Nashville sound, his hit, He'll Have to Go, made Jim an international superstar. Other hits were Four Walls, Bimbo, and Distant Drums. Alan Valser, I sure enjoyed our recent conversation. An unusual Jim Reeves song here, and this one is for you, Alan, and we all love our pets. It's about Jim's dog, Old Tig. And friends, maybe you can give this song a keen listening ear. After Jim and Old Tig, we go to one titled Love Everybody in the World by Barbara Fairchild.
Three years of Army service done, and I was heading home at last. I got to thinking about my dog and things long gone and past. How Old Tig pulled me from the creek when I had no pulse or breath, and how he had saved me from the charging bull that gored my dad to death. As a kid, I'd dream of bears and tremble to my toes, till Old Tig would come up to my bed and nudge me with his nose. And then my fears would melt away, and Tig would go lie down, and I'd drift on back to sleep without another sound. The big bus stopped, and I got off. It was awful dark and thick with fog. Then something gently nuzzled me, and there stood Tig, my dog. I wondered if my faithful dog had met the bus each day, and all the dreary winter nights since I'd been away. To have Tig meet me here like this, I was really glad. 'Cause I hadn't needed Tig so much since the day they buried Dad. 2 long miles still lay ahead, but what I didn't know, a giant dam was being built where the old road used to go. I thanked the Lord for sending Tig, and I followed where he led, knowing well without his help that I'd be good as dead. Tig inched along this way and that, going rough and slow, and I could hear the water lapping at the ledges far below. Then through the mist I saw a light and Mother in her chair, and I reached down to pat Old Tig, but he wasn't there. I'm thankful, Mom, you had Old Tig these 3 lonely years. I owe my life to him tonight. I couldn't help my tears. You say you wrote me about the dam? Well, God was sure with us. I didn't get your letter, Mom, but Old Tig met the bus. I hate to tell you, son, she said, but now you've got to know. When you left, it broke his heart. Tig died 3 years ago.
Always wearing a smile, but when somebody steps on your toes, you know it's hard to go that extra mile. But if we want to live a really happy life, we need a lot more peace and a lot less strife. We need to love everybody in the world. That we meet and let our light shine on when we're walking down the street. well. Well, maybe just a little of my neighbor's love will spill over onto someone else. Love is like peanut butter, I've always said. It ain't much good until you spread it on the bread. Spread love on love. Let me meet and let our light shine on when we're walking down the street. Love everybody in the world. We need to love everybody in the world. We need to love all our sisters and our brothers. Learn how to talk to one another. Love everybody that we meet and let our light.
Barbara Fairchild, Love Everybody in the World. And do you remember her big hit? The Teddy Bear Song went to number one in 1972. In Canada, the Jim Reeves 45 of Old Tig was issued with a red label. The U.S. copy was black. I was 17, and I bought it for the song Distant Drums. Old Tig was on the B-side. Song authors are Ross and Mildred Burke and Jim Reeves. Archie Campbell of Hee Haw fame is coming up with Trouble in the Amen Corner. And then we go to Ned Miller with Will the Circle Be Unbroken?
Rock of Ages cleft for me.
It was a stylish congregation. You could see they'd been around. And they had the biggest pipe organ of any church in town. But over in the Amen corner of that church sat Brother Iyer, and he insisted every Sunday on singing in the choir. His voice was cracked and broken, age had touched his vocal cords, and nearly every Sunday he'd get behind and miss the words. Well, the choir got so flustered the church was told in fine that Brother Iyer must stop his singing or the choir was going to resign. So the pastor appointed a committee, I think it was three or four, and they got in their big fine car and drove up to Iyer's door. They found the choir's great trouble sitting there in an old armchair, and the summer's golden sunbeams lay upon his snow-white hair. Said York, we're here, dear brother, with the vestry's approbation to discuss a little matter that affects the congregation. Now, it seems that your voice has interfered with the choir, so if you'll just lay out, are you listening, Brother Iyer? The old man raised his head, a sign that he did hear, and on his cheek the three men caught the glitter of a tear. His feeble hands pushed back the locks as white as silky snow, and he answered the committee in a voice both soft and low. I wonder if beyond the tide that's breaking at my feet, in that far-off heavenly temple where my master I shall meet, yes, I wonder if when I try to sing the songs of God up higher, I wonder if they'll kick me out up there for singing in heaven's choir. A silence filled the little room. The old man bowed his head. The committee went on back to town, but Brother Iyer was dead. The choir missed him for a while, but he was soon forgot. A few churchgoers watched the door, but the old man entered not. Far away his voice is sweet, and he sings his heart's desires, where there are no church committees and no fashionable choirs.
Let me hide myself in thee.
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email request.ca at eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9. Ned Miller, Will the Circle Be Unbroken? Archie Campbell came out of Bulls Gap, Tennessee, chief writer and international star on the television series Hee Haw. Archie's recording of Trouble in the Amen Corner peaked at number 24 in 1960 on the Billboard charts. And do you remember the hits of Ned Miller, From a Jack to a King and Do What You Do Do Well? I used to sing them both. Ned Miller came from Raines, Utah. And friends, Elvis is up again with a Stuart Hamlin song, one titled, known only to him. Holy cow, this goes back 66 years. Elvis put it on his 1960 RCA album, His Hand in Mine. After Elvis, we'll hear from the Satin Sheets girl, Jeannie Pruitt, with Standing on the Promises.
Known only to him are the great hidden secrets. I'll fear not the darkness when my flame shall dim. I know not what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. It's a secret known only to him. In this world of fear and doubt, on my knees I ask the question, why a lonely heavy cross I must bear. Then he tells me in my prayer, it's because I am trustworthy. He gives me strength far more than my share. Known only to him are the great hidden secrets. I fear not the darkness when my flame shall dim. I know not what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. It's a secret known only to him.
Only to him.
Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Promises I cannot fall, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all and all, standing on the promises.
Jeannie Pruitt, Standing on the Promises, and Elvis, Known Only to Him. Russell Carter wrote both the words and music to Standing on the Promises in 1866 while he was an instructor at the Pennsylvania Military College. Jeannie cut the song in 1985, and it was released on several gospel vinyl compilation albums and CDs. Jeannie Pruitt, known for her big hit, Satin Sheets, number one for 3 weeks in 1973. And friends, my second all-time favorite male singer is next, and that would be the great Johnny Cash. In nearly 15 years, I played Call Your Mother one time. The CD Out Among the Stars was released in 2014, 11 years after Cash died in 2003. The 13 songs were recorded in the early 1980s and shelved by Columbia Records. Johnny was in fine vocal form and had Nashville's best musicians. His son, John Carter Cash, discovered the unreleased tracks in 2012. And there's a duet with Waylon on Hank Snow's I'm Movin' On, a couple duets with his wife June, and two original Cash songs, Call Your Mother and I Came to Believe. The CD title is Out Among the Stars, the Merle Haggard hit from 1986, and Johnny Cash recorded the song 2 years earlier, and Columbia Records put it on the shelf. Anyway, from that album, here's Johnny Cash, and he wrote this one, Call Your Mother.
When you get a chance, would you please call your mother and thank her for the good years that we had. Gently break the news that you don't love me and give my best regards to your good old dad. I always liked your family. We got along just splendidly, though your brother kinda rubbed me the wrong way. I remember that your eyes turned green when they crowned your sister county queen. But she couldn't hold a candle to your beauty any day. When you get a chance, would you please call your mother and thank her for the good years that we had. Gently break the news that you don't love me and give my best regards to your good old dad. Back when we could laugh and play on family reunion day, didn't we all look funny in our 1950s clothes? Your daddy wore that greasy stuff, your brother drank more than enough, your mom wore penny loafers with runners in her hose. When you get a chance, would you please call your mother and thank her for the good years that we had? Oh, gently break the news that you don't love me and give my best regards to your good old dad. When you get a chance, would you please call your mother and give my best regards to your good old dad?
Call Your Mother by the great Johnny Cash, released 11 years after Johnny's passing. Not a gospel song, but what can I say? It's the great Johnny Cash. As a single artist, Elvis Presley sold approximately 1.8 billion records worldwide. There's no other solo artist in history that comes anywhere close to those numbers. Again, friends, that's 1.8 billion, not million. On August the 16th, 1977, Elvis was found dead on his bathroom floor. The official cause of death, cardiac arrhythmia, most likely caused by prescription drugs, and as we all know, his eating habits weren't the best. Gone at age 42. And friends, I must quickly share this story with you. I had four older sisters, and all I heard on the family record player was Elvis. I started playing guitar and singing Hank Williams songs at age 14. I think I got even with them maybe four times fold. No matter, I'm still a big Elvis fan. On one of his gospel albums, there's a song called John Saw. On another album, the same song is titled I, John. The real title is I, John, Saw a Mighty Number. He often sang it with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps. And well, friends, the hour sure has gone fast, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. There's only one king of rock and roll, and he sang for the one and only true king, Jesus Christ. Friends, here's Elvis to close, and this one is called I, John, Saw a Mighty Number.
Oh, well, in I, John, he saw a mighty number.
A moving
way up in the middle of the air. Well, I, John, he saw a mighty number.
A moving
way in the middle of the air. Got two mighty
tell you about it.
Three gates in the north.
Hallelujah, there were
three gates in the south.
That makes
12 gates to the city, four square wide. Hallelujah, God Almighty, know that I just saw my number.
Hallelujah.
Well, in the middle of the air, I just saw my number.
Saw a man, he had 12 bright stars in his right hand. While his eyes flashed fire like the burning sun, old John got scared, he wanted to run. Well, he wanted to run, but his feet wouldn't go, cause he felt the gospel cutting like a two-edged sword. Then he heard a voice, he said, John, you take a look and read what you see. And he write it in a book, he saw
12 angels in the east.
Twelve
angels in the west.
Hallelujah, brother.
12 angels in the north.
Well,
12 angels in the south.
That's a total of
48 angels to the city, four square wide. Hallelujah, God Almighty, know that I just saw a mighty number.
Friends, it's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.